My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn.
Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade.
105.7 The Fan.
Without their star, Drew Holiday. On the drive, kicks it back out. White puts up a three. Bang! Derek White from downtown. And it's back up to six.
That's courtesy of ESPN. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What are you laughing at?
Because, like, I always think about Mike Breen. I'm going to say bang so loud right now. Somebody hits a three. Bang! I love it. I love it, man. It's just great. We have some really good announcers on the NBA side.
Celtics are up 3-0. This is over. At least the gentleman's sweep. No more than that.
It's right? Tough. I mean, it's tough to say what does Dallas do here now, because you're not feeling coming back down 3-0. It would be different if, let's say, it was the other way around and Boston was down 3-0. I think it's different because then you almost like Minnesota when we had that situation there. They're down 3-1. It's like you just got to win one, send it back to them and put the pressure on them. Go back home and have it happen. But this series is over. It's just inevitable when it's going to be. Is it 5? Is it 4?
If your two stars have their best games like last night, you still can't win. I mean, Kyrie put up 35. If Luka didn't foul out, he had 27 at the time.
Did you think that was a foul?
No. I just thought it was very...
It sucks in that moment.
Yeah, and I'm not one of those people who say, oh, you don't call it then. You call it whenever you call it. But I still think that was one of those, hey, he just took an elbow to the gut. Like, I think that was a real kind of iffy call, I thought.
Yeah. Look, Jaylen Brown had a big shot. Last time I looked up, they were showing it again. I'm trying not to look up at the TVs. Even though I had the Celtics last night, and I said I thought the Celtics would win the series, it still sucks watching your team lose. And getting there is super cool, but like, is it better to get swept and know it's over? Or is it better to go 7 and lose? Like, either way, you're still losing a series.
It's so fun. I was thinking about this because
I don't want to get swept.
I don't either.
Although I don't know because, if the Rangers and. If you go to a game 7 and you lose, you come away this close to winning it all, and now it's nothing. Nobody gives a damn who didn't win the Stanley Cup or the NBA Finals. I don't know.
I'm not worried about what outsiders think. Me getting swept is humiliated. Yeah. I'd rather the disappointment of losing in game 7 than going in and for best of seven and losing 4 games. That's humiliating. That's harder to live with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got swept. You didn't even belong. By the way, in NBA playoff history, 156-0.
Yep. When you're up 3-0.
Yeah, when you're up 3-0. That means you don't lose the game. That's the series.
Yeah, I don't see any team that's down 3-0 with game 4 being at their place coming back and winning. I just don't, because it's a lot to ask at that point. I think the other way around, if you're somehow, some way able to win on the road, being down 3-0 and send it back home, you feel comfortable going back home, you get another win, now you've stacked 2 in a row, and I think the pressure starts to revert back to the other team. But this is done. And we might, going to have the same chance to have that tonight with Florida? Like, Florida's up 2-0, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so, and that's a closely, like, I think Edmonton's a -130 favorite, which is almost like a a pick 'em if this was a neutral floor. So,
yeah, this also, I don't know if it matters, but this is one of the most, the longest distance any Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, that's the travel was travel. And what that takes, if it takes a toll.
Yeah, because you think about it, you know, they're all the way the hell out west in northern, you know, west North Canada or whatever. And these guys are, you know, southeast of the United States.
You know what I don't like about this is that we all become, so everything's under a microscope now when you get to this point.
Yep.
So now once everybody that loved the Mavs in the Western Conference Final was talking about how great they were, now they become an afterthought and you guys suck. What do you have to do? Do you got to blow the team up? It's like, no, you just got to the championship. You got there. You understand. Mm-hmm. You understand what it takes now to get there. Now the next step is to win. That's what the Celtics did. They got there and lost in the postseason a couple times, and they had the best team in the league. And again, this year went right for the Celtics because the Celtics can't beat the Nuggets. Jokic eats their lunch. Even with that talented team, they can't beat the Nuggets. And so they were fortunate the way it went. I'm happy for them, even though like I'm pissed off for my team. But I love Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday is my favorite player that's not on my team.
Is he?
And if you go look up the stuff he does off the court, just like
he's good people,
wonderful human being,
tremendous. They did something on him and his yesterday called Faith in Basketball. He's talking about how his faith. He's a good guy. He is. I agree with Jeremy. I can't go as far as say he's the favorite guy that's not on my team.
He's mine.
But he's an awesome, awesome individual.
The more I learned about him, and like you think of the Holiday family, because he's got two other brothers that are in the league. They're not as good as him. He's the best on-ball defender in the league, in my opinion. And when you talk about quality people off the court, Rob was just alluding to it. The stuff that he does for the community, whether he was in New Orleans, Boston, Milwaukee. And Tatum said it last night, said, I can't believe they traded him to us. They wanted Damian Lillard. It's great. You got a guy that can score now. But now you don't have somebody that can shut down the opposing team's point guard, or at least defend his ass and make him work for everything he gets. Yeah. And I just hope the narrative doesn't change on Kyrie either. Like, he's an amazing basketball player that has questionable thoughts off the court. But on the court, he's a phenomenal player. So I'm hoping this isn't the honeymoon phase for Luka and Kyrie, and it's ending. But we'll see.
Even when Kyrie missed last night, he was playing hard.
Mm-hmm.
He took a lot of shots.
Yeah, I mean, because people were questioning him in Game 1 and Game 2 because he was missing and wasn't playing well. But he's got the best defender on him the entire time. So, you know, there's the give and take to that. I did want to bring up something, Rob. By the way, I did retweet for people that want to see the women that are exercising, as I'm doing air quotes, at JCon Sports if you want to see it. And then also,
that takes the joke, what, your mom is my cardio. That kind of puts it into perspective.
Well, and then I got this too, where people were sending us, you put it on social media about who's the king of Baltimore sports, Lamar or Gunner. And then we had Kai call in bringing up Tank Davis. Some people say, I didn't know who Tank Davis was until you guys brought him up. I know somebody said they know boxing and they never heard of Tank Davis. Well, then you don't know boxing. Sorry. But Matt said.
Now, that statement is true.
Yeah, you don't know
boxing. If you know boxing, you got to know Tank Davis.
I was listening to a Philly station this morning. Same conversation, Hertz versus Harper, but all the callers were saying it was Rocky. Matt's so good. And somebody said, I only know of Tank Davis because of his legal issues, not boxing. Well, hey, that could be part of it too, but at least you know him.
Yeah.
So it's got to be R. Long. I see that dude's name everywhere. He's the king of Baltimore sports. You might be right.
No.
Yeah.
That guy's not the king of Baltimore.
But do you, just get real quick with the NBA, did you like the playoffs this year? Did you find yourself watching more or no?
I did. Absolutely.
Well, I did because the Knicks were in.
Yeah.
You know, so I was very interested.
I still would have loved to see them with Julius Randle and beat just healthy. Yeah. I mean, even in the end of it, Jalen Brunson fractures his hand and it's like, all right, this is, it sucked. Because I told you, the one team I thought in the Eastern Conference that the Celtics did not want to play was the Knicks.
Yeah.
But when they got the Knicks, they were all banged up. So, I don't know. When's the game 4? Is that Saturday or Sunday? How many? Do we got to wait until like 3 weeks for them to play game 4 so they can talk about it forever in the NBA? This is ridiculous, man.
This way it goes on. Is it tomorrow? So long. Yeah, it's Friday.
I didn't think they liked to play on Friday nights. That's why I thought it was going to be a longer wait.
Okay.
But, okay. In the postseason, at least, because, Saturday and, Sunday's the marquee time, so. We'll have to wait and
that's
see.
Why play, that's probably why they play on Friday, so they can come back Sunday if they need to. Mm. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30. Don't go anywhere. But on the other side, Lamar Jackson tells you what he thinks about working out with his receivers in the offseason. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
When you need answers, when you crave sports, when you want the best, it's 105.7 The Fan.
I would love to do that. You know, but some guys don't want to leave their state. They're going to have to come to South Florida. They're going to have to do it. We got to. We're trying to get to that Super Bowl, man. And for us to do that, we got to grind. We got to build chemistry.
9:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. That's Lamar Jackson, Ed, on working out with his receivers during the offseason. Your thoughts on that soundbite?
I got to say I'm a little concerned about that.
For Lamar or for the receivers?
For receivers. Him saying they don't want to leave their state. I mean, come on, man. Because the fact is, I don't know how much it helps, but I know it's good optics when you guys do this. When they actually, you know, take the time in the offseason, when you're not allowed to have contact with your players and all, to have, you know, just a workout with your receivers, and guys do it. They don't all win the Super Bowl, obviously, but I think it's important. I'm just a little surprised. Like, you don't want to leave your state to go fly to Florida to work out with Lamar Jackson. Who do you want to win?
So here would be the question I have is, like, whose responsibility is it to say where they throw? And I'll go back to the one I know, Peyton Manning, for a long period of time, they would go to Duke University. So he had the relationship with David Cutcliffe, who was his offensive coordinator, who was his brother's coach at Ole Miss, had gone to Duke, and then they had use of the whole facility and whatever they wanted.
Because that was kind of a midway point for everybody?
A little bit, but like they also had an opportunity there where, like, it's not like you're coming to me. Everybody's going somewhere,
right?
So they all have some sort of responsibility.
I just thought I heard him say at one point he felt like that was a place that he had at his disposal that was somewhat of a halfway point.
Yeah. And like, I think there's something to it, but ultimately I think the quarterback is the one that makes that decision to say, hey, let's meet up here. But if it's just in your backyard, are you really showing those guys that this is something you want to do, or you're just like, come to me?
So you're saying the opposite of Ed. Ed's saying, well, why would you not want to go to South Florida? You're saying, well, why wouldn't you pick a neutral spot where it was convenient to
everybody. No, I'm just playing devil's advocate with that, because ultimately I think the quarterback's the one that should be making this decision.
These guys don't get enough money. You could fly around the world. Well, just get on a freaking plane and go to Florida and do your job.
I mean,
this pisses me off. It's like, he's the quarterback. He determines where you work out. That's the way it goes.
And I think that's a fair way to do it. But the other thing I would ask is, why can't you come to Baltimore and do this? Okay, you want to go back to that? Because he kind of got fired
up. Quarterback.
Yeah.
The quarterback decides.
He does.
I like hearing him admit that. The dude, but why would you? This is off-season workout. I'm not coming to Baltimore when it's 30 degrees to work out.
It's not that cold in the.
Well, they're not doing it now. You got mandatory minicamps. You do this in the
early. You're talking about in the winter.
Yeah.
Why are you coming back to Baltimore in the winter?
You can still do this in the springtime. Yeah, you can.
Bro. I'm not coming to Baltimore until I got to come to Baltimore.
And by the way, where do you think they're practicing? They ain't outside. They're going to be inside.
I want to practice outside. I want to go be
in. Well, take your ass outside.
Why would you not want to be in South Florida or someplace warm? Are you kidding me?
Tropical weather people.
Hey.
Us whites like the cold.
It's true. That is so true.
Sounds about white.
That is so true.
Bundle up.
I can't stand, man. It's 50 degrees outside. What a great day.
Funny
shut
you
up.
Say that. I left Florida. It was god-awful hot down there. When I got up in North Carolina to leave to drive here, it was like 55 degrees. I was like, this is so nice.
Yeah.
It's like, what a difference.
I was walking Toronto, walking to the stadium. It was about 80 degrees that day. No wind. This lady standing with her trying to cross the street. She's fanning. It is so hot. I'm like thinking to myself, no, it's not. It ain't hot enough yet. Got to Florida, 95. Loving it.
Yeah. It's funny you say that.
Walked to the cigar spot, walked to get something to eat. Loved it.
Down in Florida, it's like, you know, it's 68 degrees in the morning or something. I see people with hoodies on. Like, are you kidding me? Come on.
Probably was me. When I was in Colorado, I guess it's this time of year where you would come out and it's like cool in the morning, really hot in the afternoon. The sun's just blaring on you. And then it starts to get cold at night. So it's really kind of uncomfortable. And you can go out. It's almost like Baltimore weather. You go out and you're like, man, I'm wearing a hoodie. What am I, what the hell's going on now? It's hot now.
Buddy of mine lived in Colorado. He says, Denver, Colorado is four seasons in one day.
Yes.
In one day. But you know, going back to this, I agree. If you can argue, well, maybe Lamar to meet in this central spot. No. If Lamar's saying, come on down to Florida, I'll put you up, you know, we'll have a good time, we'll hang out, and maybe I want to show it. Maybe he wants to show him around a little bit. Maybe he wants to make it a whole big thing.
What is part of it?
And not just, so.
Part of it is the bonding experience.
Why are you not going?
I'd like to hear from everybody and what's actually happening, because you like to think if your quarterback comes to you and says, hey, man, I need you here for these 3 weeks or these couple weeks, whatever, to work on some stuff. As a rookie or as a second-year guy, aren't you going to be there? You're going, right? You would figure that he's won two MVPs. If he calls you, because when Peyton or Tom Brady called their guys to work out, you think they're not showing up?
No.
Of course not. Of course they are.
I mean, is it an ask? Is it kind of a, like, I mean, he said something in the public now, like, hey, they don't want to leave their state.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that was intentional.
Yeah, and I think that's when I would show up in their state and knock on their front door.
Yeah.
I came here, get your ass to Florida.
The only person more experienced in the league is Aguilar.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's not a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He's your quarterback. He's a two-time MVP. He's the veteran on the team. What is wrong with you guys? What do you mean you don't leave your state?
Maybe they're at that same meeting with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know.
Hey, Joe, now they do have some experience working out in somewhere other than Florida. Am I right?
Yeah, I think in 2021 they worked out in Arizona because I believe Mark Andrews lives in Arizona too, I believe.
Did Hollywood come and work out?
Yeah, it was Lamar. It was Lamar, Andrews, Hollywood, and JK.
So,
and that was in April of 2021.
So maybe Lamar's saying, "Look, man, I traveled before.
As long as it's warm,
come on here."
Like, all right, so here's the.
What is Jeremy talking about? Coming to Baltimore to work out.
It's April.
April.
That was April.
April's not.
It's spring.
It's not warm.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It's not warm.
It's not warm in April. It is not.
Are you guys kidding me?
Sometimes it's 50 degrees in April.
That's warm.
Okay.
I'll look up what the weather was.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
I go outside and play. You play sport. When you get 50 degree weather outside.
I'm not talking to you anymore. If you think that's warm.
That is warm.
I'm not talking. We're good. Then we're not having a conversation.
I'm going outside and playing.
Javonte Davis.
King of Baltimore.
That's what this is right now.
You better learn.
We're talking about warm.
Everyone around here, all of my friends, these are exciting whites.
Yeah, they said
warm.
And
they said 50 degrees is warm.
April 21st, 2021 in Baltimore, it was 68 degrees.
Boom!
That's not warm.
Hot as hell.
That's not warm.
I got applesauce in my underwear. That's how warm it is.
Oh, wow.
You know the deal. Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
He's sweat
applesauce in his drawers. He's got applesauce in his drawers at 68 degrees.
68 degrees. No. I'm looking around saying, who crapped my pants?
No, I still got a hoodie on, and now I'm not exposing any skin other than my face at 68 degrees. That ain't warm, man. I don't even want to go to the baseball game at 68
degrees.
That's
because you didn't have lotion, and you're worried that people are going to make fun of you. That's why.
You know what? See, that's where you're wrong.
You got lotion?
I always have.
Always. It's always in his bag.
Always.
We've talked about that before.
It's always there. See, look at these elbows. Ain't low crawling nowhere. Ain't low crawling nowhere, bro.
Oof.
Ain't no low crawling on me.
You can't see some of that stuff. Oh.
Always had the lotion. Don't play with me. Hey, my brother Taven knows how to get to me.
What is that?
One day I was on TV. He texted on the commercial for he said, dude, your hands are ashy. I jumped and looked at him. I texted him back, no, they're not. He said, gotcha.
Oh, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, gave out the plays yesterday. Hit my top overall play. Had a winning night, so we'll talk about those plays. There are, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4 maybe even more than that. Five amazing spots according to the weather. I have a hockey play for you. I like a play in the WNBA. We talk about all of it next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Stanton absolutely tanks that. Another bomb from Giancarlo.
You just can't make mistakes against this Yankees offense.
There you go. That's courtesy of Yes Network. So a couple different things. Joe, you already had somebody text in or call in and thank me for the Minnesota game. Let me just say this. So that's the one I got wrong yesterday in my top plays. As I had
also have a sarcasm.
Yes. Thanks a lot.
The caller was saying like he got everything. He had a parlay with all your other picks, and That's the one that he decided to go with, and that ruined his parlay.
I get it. And, you know, that's the thing. Like, so when you're giving out picks, and I give out a top five every day, like, some people want to take all five of them and parlay them. So if I go 4-1, they still lost. You know, like, you got to bet the game straight. You can parlay, but you should still be betting these straight. But
do they realize it's gambling?
Yeah. Well,
like, if you could get every game right, you wouldn't have to come to work ever.
Yeah. Well, that's the hard part of this is, like, and baseball is the weirdest one of all the sports because you could be 100% right about what you see in the game and still be wrong because of the outcome.
Like, or you could be like me. And I got to come to work because of my gambling.
Yeah, no,
I'm
just joking.
I'm not a big gambler.
So yesterday, my top plays were Yankees-Royals over 11. Yankees scored 6 runs in the first inning. I had the Brewers-Blue Jays over 8.5. It snuck over the total, so fortunate there. Pirates-Cardinals didn't quite get to the number. This is where people get caught up. I had the under in the Rockies-Twins game. They scored, 24, 26 runs in that game, I believe. And the total was 8. They the starting pitcher got rocked opening the game. He gave up six runs. Like, it's like, what do you do? There's nothing else you can do. And at that point, you're not worried about, you know, your bullpen and all that. You're just throwing guys out there. You'll leave guys. So I don't care if I lose by a run, a half a run, or 30 runs. It doesn't matter. A loss is a loss. But that's just how I look at it. But with today, and as Joe pointed out, I did call the Red Sox game, but I was right, even though I was wrong on that one. So that's the exact opposite of what I'm talking about, because I thought Nick Pivetta would pitch well, and he got rocked. But the Red Sox came back and won, so I guess I'm smart. I don't know. Anyway, weather today. Well, let me do this. I'll do the NHL first. I like the under in the Florida-Edmonton game. The WNBA, I think Seattle's interesting, even though they're on the road. They're -7 at Dallas. And let me look at the weather here. So here's what's happening with the weather today. Orioles over, 90 degrees and the wind's blowing out. Phenomenal hitting weather. Tigers over, 90 degrees there as well. Yankees over, Cardinals over are two of the best plays on the board. And you got to realize Kansas City and St. Louis, not that far from each other, right? And the weather in the Midwest right now, it's all over 90 degrees. I told you yesterday that the play was off the charts for the Yankees over. It's back again today. We get Nestor Cortez going for the Yankees. It doesn't matter who the Royals throw against this Yankees team. But to be honest, like, you're going to have to keep up to see. I don't think they've... here we go. Alec Marsh. Oh, my God, you poor bastard. He's just going to get annihilated. And I was saying something to Ed. If I go to my hitters for the top hitters for today... So, I mentioned Yankees over, Cardinals over, Mets over is a good play, Red Sox over, Dodgers under. That's the weather leans for today. But in the Red Sox game, the Mets game, the Cardinals game, the Yankees game, the Tigers game, the Orioles game, all great spots for hitting. So, do with that what you want. And here's the other thing I'll tell you. In my top 10 hitters from my predictive algorithm, there's four Yankees in there and one Royal. That's five players in my top 10 hitters. In this predictive algorithm, including Aaron
That's of
Judge,
old baseball?
Yes. Judge, Soto, Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Witt comes in fourth, Corbin Carroll, Giancarlo, Mookie Betts, Francisco Lindor, Bryce Harper, Anthony Volpe, and then it's Kyle Schwarber.
Giancarlo.
Why am I bringing up Philadelphia? Because you see a couple of those bats. Just below that, I see a bunch of Boston bats with Rafael Devers and Jaron Duran. Red Sox over looks like a great play as well at 8.5. Pitt and St. Louis over 8.5. It's so damn hot there. The bats didn't get going. But what do we know about the St. Louis Cardinals starting pitcher today? It's Lance Lynn. He goes deep into the game and he gives up more home runs than anybody else in baseball. Problem is, he's playing the Pirates. You're looking at them like, hey, can you guys please hit a damn home run in this stadium? O'Neill Cruz, Brian Reynolds, Jack Sawinski are guys that you could probably look at for home runs, but that's what I like. I love the Orioles over today. My favorite play on the board, Orioles-Braves over. I think we get a decent pitching match for runs. Cole Irvin's been really good. We get a lefty against all that right-handed power. I like it. I like it a lot. And for Atlanta, it's Ronaldo Lopez, who's been really good. But I'm telling you, the weather's off the charts today, and the ball should
here
carry.
Locally?
Yes. It's going to be over 90 degrees or right around 90 degrees today. Yeah.
I'm not paying attention.
So, in Baltimore, in the Detroit game, in the Yankees game, in the Cardinals game, and I think in the Mets and Red Sox game, if not 90 degrees, it's like 85. So be prepared. I think we get a lot of runs today, and that's what I'm going to be on. Again, my favorite play is the Orioles over. I really do like that Pitt St. Louis over. I don't know how you don't bet the Yankees Royals over. Every game's gone over the total, and they've just been absolutely crushing. Mm-hmm. And that's without the Royals even really hitting. They haven't even got their bats going yet. Lastly, Seattle and Chicago White Sox. It's a good underplay. We have two really good pitchers. Garrett Crochet against the team that strikes out the most. And on the flip side, Seattle's trotting out Luis Castillo against one of the worst hitting teams in baseball. The under 6.5-7 in some places. Just check it out for yourself and see which direction you want to go in. One other play that I like. I like the Rays in a bit of an upset. Taj Bradley against Justin Steele. I think the Rays win today. They're -105. At some point, I'll probably stop betting on the Rays because they suck. And they keep doing this to me. But like,
you're betting on the Hawks.
It's another good spot. Yeah, the Rays and the Hawks, those two teams. Yeah. That would be the Atlanta Hawks. So there you go.
And Jeremy, I heard you talking to somebody talking about what's lineup Rosedale and Indian Creek today. It's a scrimmage. You can't bet on that.
Oh, no, I can.
It's a scrimmage.
I know, but I found a line. Do you want to know what the line is?
Nope.
Joe, do you want to know what the line is?
Nope.
Because you got to... you got to bet it per quarter because that's how they do scrimmages. So Rob's favored by 6.5 to 7 in every quarter.
Okay. Gotcha. That makes sense, actually.
So that would actually be about, you know, like a 28-point favorite.
Yeah, I was doing the math in my head.
They're good. Indian Creek is very good.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, they are very good.
Is that a Russian website that you found this line on?
Well, I can't tell you about that website because then, you know.
They're a very good team.
No, I bet.
I heard you bet. I'm talking about their...
Oh, you bet, yeah.
They're a very good team.
Yeah, I know what you like to do.
Nobody's 28 points better than them.
Look at Lou Holtz over here. We got to be worried about their kick returner. Get out of here, man.
Whatever happened to Mike
kick
Stanton?
Kick returner. Mike Stanton?
Yeah.
He became Giancarlo.
Why? Because that's his regular
sexy.
Name. I know. I just never understood that. I remember it was Mike Stanton. Now it's Giancarlo for years.
I don't remember if this is true or not, but I just saw Bryce Harper tweeting at Giancarlo Stanton saying, hey, this is an old tweet. Why don't you come to the Nats? We'd love to have you here. And he said, I can't go to the Nats because my last name backwards is not Nats. And I looked at it and I went, yeah, it is. That's pretty stupid, but it is.
Yeah, so. That's pretty funny, actually.
But there you go. Yeah, I do think tonight's going to be fun.
His full name is Giancarlo Cruz Michael Stanton.
Yeah.
This is
I know,
Cruz Michael.
I just don't know if we change his name midstream.
I wanted to go back to his heritage.
Do you like your name?
Yeah.
I've never liked my name.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't know a lot of Jeremy's growing up, and then the first time I heard it used was about a kid shooting up a school.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Pearl Jam. Maybe that's why. But my dad said he was going to name me Jeremiah after the Three Dog Night song.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yeah. That's Joy to the World is the name of the song. But
yes.
Yeah. But he was going
to... Actually, I was supposed to be named Sean.
Were you?
The parents couldn't agree. Yeah, that's what I heard. And they were just... I was like, you know, I'm out now. They got me. I'm born. Doc said, we'll just name after your husband. Get it over with.
What if you were Corral Norris?
A buffet.
I just think about that. Rob, you liked your name, right?
Love it.
Yeah, you got the short Rob Long.
Oh, it was Robert, though.
Robert.
Yeah, I just like the name because it's not very ethnic, you know.
And
growing up, you know, Robert. You know, it sounds great coming from girls, Robert.
Yeah. Okay, Robbie.
That's right.
Yeah. But the other thing with my last name shouldn't be Khan.
Right.
As messed up as my family is, my last name should actually be Skaggs.
You lucked out.
I'm happy it's Khan.
Yeah, me too.
Jeremy Skaggs. Yeah, my dad never knew his dad for most of his life.
Really?
Skaggs.
Yeah. Jeremy Skaggs.
So you could, like, not really be who you think you are.
I know who I am. Who do you think I am?
Yeah. Yeah. Joe has the encore. Let's get out of this. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Mic check 1-2.
Thank you. Far too kind.
The only morning show in Baltimore that deserves a big bang encore.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
On 105.7 The Fan.
For one last time, I need y'all to roar.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
I remember sitting watching like the Lone Ranger and Westerns with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like 72 degrees in the house. He always complained about it being cold.
Really?
You know, like Ed does all
with
the time.
Your Grant Lake, yeah, because
all the time, man. Because cold. What is the air conditioner set on? Yeah. Snow?
I mean, look, I can feel the chill in my bones.
Exactly.
The cold.
He's got a fleece on.
Yeah.
I told him talking about. Why it's cold?
Why does he wear a scarf in June?
Maybe why do you have a scully on?
Yeah. Damn. Going back to jail time. He got a cigarette that's unlit in his mouth. Damn,
it's cold in here. I'm sweating bullets and he's cold.
It's colder than an Eskimo's nipple.
What up, Ant?
Nothing.
Ah, screw you guys.
And that's the encore for the day. 410-583-1057 is the number. What you got going on today, Edward?
A lot of stuff I was invited to. You know, when you're gone for a couple of weeks, everyone wants to invite you everywhere. So I got maybe having lunch with some of our former coworkers today, possibly. Same thing in the afternoon, at night, with friends I haven't seen in a while. It was busy today, which is good because I've been bored out of my mind.
What about you, Jeremy?
I got a couple of appointments, but mostly it's I got a day by myself after the appointments are over, and I'm going to watch a ton of afternoon baseball. I love, especially now with my schedule, I love Wednesdays and Thursdays when I get some afternoon games. Every once in a while, you get it on a Monday, but like you get a full slate. So I like playing like the DFS slate, the daily fantasy slate, and then just watching all those games. And the fact that the Orioles are playing early, and I think it's going to be extremely high scoring, I'm going to be locked into that one.
Yeah. It's gonna be an interesting day.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, you know, as you, Ronaldo Lopez is a, he's been pitching well this year. I think everybody's kind of been waiting for the other shoe to drop on him, right? Like he's going to have a mistake here and hiccup in one of these games, but he's been one of their better pitchers. But if I'm being brutally honest, I don't think that matters today because They beat up Max Fried. They got to him, won the game, figured out a way to win yesterday. Today's the day I think we get all the runs.
Think so?
Yep. I think it's beautiful weather outside.
Interesting day for me. I'm headed down to Bullet School, participate in DMV Live. You get 1 week.
Yeah, what is that?
It's 1 week that you get where your high school team can play in the summer. With the regular roster, coaching staff, and everything is certified by the NCAA, and it's going to be a gym full of college coaches.
That's cool.
So we play Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So it was great because you know you have limited schools who are participating in it, and you know that week you use to practice against one another, do things to really tune up. The good AAU programs kind of shut down for you this week. There are no circuit AAU tournaments this weekend. If a kid has an AAU tournament this weekend, it's not on the circuit. It's not, you know, one of those high level type of AAU programs because the high level ones take off this week to get a kid's chance to play in DMV Live. So, you know, we had two games today, one tomorrow, one Saturday. So the bump is unbelievable, Jeremy. It is unbelievable.
I bet it. See, and this is the thing. Like, there's so many coaches out there that want to, and I'm not even talking about the high school level. And you want to get your plastic trophies, you want to get your T-shirts for your kids. Like, mm-hmm. I love all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But when you push yourself and you play good teams, and I didn't mean no disrespect to Indian Creek. I'm just meant disrespect to Rob. that's all I'm doing. But in all honesty, like, it's one of the things that I really do like about Ed. Is this you and me talking? It's one of the things I like about Rob. Right? As a coach, like, I don't know if this cat can coach or not. I don't know what he knows about basketball. But that being said, he does play the toughest competition because he knows in the end that's going to pay off for those girls.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Ed.
Okay.
Hey, Rob. What's up, man? That you play the toughest competition, man. That's good.
You got to.
Hell of a coach over there.
You can't be afraid, man. You can't be. You cannot be afraid to jump in the deep. To the
scared money don't make money.
Exactly. You got to go in the deep end, man. If you don't have any kids being recruited, I don't know if I want to play you because the only set of only eyes that are going to be in that gym or on that film are eyes that we already have.
This is what I said about the whole Caitlin Clark thing. Like, you got eyes on you. Go bust her ass instead of beating her ass up.
Exactly.
Go bust her ass in front of everyone else.
I want the eyes that we have on us. I want the eyes that you have on you.
Absolutely.
And maybe we can steal some. Yeah. That's how it is. You might have a kid that's being recruited by 12 schools. Only one's going to sign her. That means the other 11 still need somebody.
Yeah. I'm like Eddie Murphy and Golden Child. I want the knife. Please.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learned. Sponsored by
LifeBridge Health. Care bravely. For more information, visit LifeBridgeHealth.org and stay tuned after what we learned for your daily Care Bravely check-in.
What did you learn today, Edward?
It's a charity. I had no idea what's going on. A friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Pete, is boxing in a charity event in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Called the Beltway Brawl 5.
Yeah.
Haymakers for Hope. It's a cancer, fundraiser for cancer. He's 54. But it's serious stuff. You got to train like twice a day. They video you, weigh you in. It's a sanctioned event by USA Boxing. So it's pretty cool. I'm looking at all these people. Some of them look familiar. I guarantee some of them you know. But yeah, so we're going.
This is interesting. You didn't know. Neither of you guys knew this. This happened. Speaking of youth basketball, this happened back in March. And on yesterday, a man admitted to pointing a loaded handgun that he was not legally allowed to possess at a coach during an elementary school basketball game in Baltimore over perceived lack of playing time for his son. He was tried in a U.S. district court in Baltimore. The judge says they're going to sentence him in September, at the beginning of September the 4th. The judge says he's going to look at between 4 years and 8 months and 8 years in federal prison. As long as she does not see anything that shocked her in the pre-sentence investigation report, she says that's very seldomly happens. So he's going to spend some time in jail because he pointed a gun at a coach and said, you better put my kid in the game.
What's really sad about the whole thing, it's funny, obvious. It's like, you know, youth sports is to teach kids character and, you know, hope they grow up to be good men or women, you know, whatever sport you're in. What kind of behavior are you setting for your son?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is dumb, man.
This is how you resolve your problems, right?
What you got for us, Jay Khan?
So these are a little risque, so I'm just going to give you a heads up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'd rather go through the pain of childbirth again than let you drill in my mouth, a woman said to her dentist. And he replied, well, please make up your mind so I can adjust the chair accordingly.
There you go.
Jeez, I thought I was...
Accordingly.
Yeah. How can you tell if your husband is dead? The sex is the same, but you get to use the remote. Give it to me, she yelled. I'm so wet, give it to me now. And I told her she could scream all she want, but I'm keeping the umbrella. What do you call the useless piece of skin on a penis? The man. Man. I told my wife, I bet
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you got it?
Okay, go ahead.
I told my wife, I bet you can't tell me something that will make me both happy and sad at the same time. And she thought about it for a moment, and she said, your penis is bigger than your brother's. What? Last one here for you. This is awful. How do you embarrass an archaeologist? You give him a used tampon and ask him which period it came from. I'll be here all night.
That was your best day. That was your best day in a long time, Jeremy. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful. What day is it?
Friday, Beb.
Right here on the Fan.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.